O Lord, shine your marvelous light upon us, we pray. Write upon our hearts the lessons of your holy word. We ask this in his name. Amen. This morning, I'm going to be your tour guide, and I'm going to take you somewhere special. I'm going to take you on a guided tour of a site that is a place of outstanding natural beauty. In fact, we could say even supernatural beauty. An ancient site where history comes alive, where the past and the present meet together. It's not a place that is owned by the National Trust, but we shall hear about trust. And it's not a place that's owned by English Heritage, but we will hear about our spiritual Christian heritage. Today I want to show you a building, and it is a building like no other, for its architect is God. What is this place that I'm going to show you? Well, it's God's spiritual house. And as your guide, I need to give you a guidebook. And the guidebook for this tour is those words that we heard in 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's explore this vast spiritual house. And on the way, I want to point out to you three exhibits. Three points of interest. And to see these exhibits, we're going to have to look down, we're going to look around, and we're going to look up. So to our first exhibit on the tour. The first thing I want to point out to you in God's spiritual house is the cornerstone. The cornerstone. As with most buildings, the cornerstone is one of the first stones to be laid. With great anticipation and excitement, the cornerstone gets the project off the ground. From blueprint to building work, from plan to reality. Let me tell you about the cornerstone. The cornerstone is a sure foundation stone. It must be sure and solid because the whole weight of this spiritual house rests upon the cornerstone. It is a precious stone. It is tried and tested. This cornerstone is carefully selected and carefully placed by the master builder. And remember, the cornerstone is the starting point for two walls. The cornerstone is the meeting point for these two walls. The two join together at the cornerstone. And in this spiritual house, on this cornerstone, the Jews and the Gentiles meet together. They are joined together. And this surprises us and offends some. Peter, in our guidebook, tells us that this cornerstone is a stumbling block for some. Stumbling block can be translated as a scandal, an offense. This cornerstone separates people and judges between them. Many have tripped over this cornerstone, or have tried to kick it out of the way, or even destroy it. But they have only hurt themselves. This cornerstone stands to this day. This cornerstone, once discarded and rejected, has central place. It cannot be moved. This cornerstone bears the name of the living Lord Jesus Christ. He is the sure foundation. He is the cornerstone of the universe. Think about that. As the Lord of creation, he is the cornerstone of the universe. And he is the cornerstone for our lives, for our church. As the cornerstone, he is our meeting point. He is our security. He holds everything together. He is the cornerstone of your life and mine. The one who builds on this cornerstone will never be dismayed. Well, let us continue our tour of this spiritual house. Let's walk on a little further together and go inside this spiritual house and look around. Look closely at the walls of this spiritual house. See how they rise up. Look how high and how wide they stretch, as far as the eye can see. Walls built on the cornerstone, and walls built on the foundations of the prophets and the apostles, Peter tells us. What a heritage. This brings us to our second exhibit of the tour. We pause to look around at the living stones. The living stones. Living stones? It sounds a contradiction, doesn't it? How can a stone live? To help us answer that, let us remember that the writer of our guide to this spiritual house is the Apostle Peter. His name was Peter the Rock. So he was a man, but he was also a rock. He was a living stone. And this spiritual house, this holy temple, is constructed with living stones. Hundreds, thousands, millions of them, each stone inscribed with a unique name. These living stones are women, children, and men of faith, past and present, who have been chosen by God and who have surrendered their lives into his hands, into the hands of the Master Builder. He chose them. He knows his living stones. his skillful hands chisel away at the rough edges of these living stones. They are imperfect. They have fault lines. But the master builder works on them and polishes them into the beauty and the likeness of the cornerstone. And the master builder has a keen eye, and he places these stones perfectly. They are aligned with the cornerstone. They are all so very different, and yet as you stand back and look, you see there is a harmony to their arrangement. They are living stones. They are not bricks, and they are certainly not fossils. They are living stones. They are alive, and they have put themselves at the service of the master builder. Peter, in his guidebook, tells us that these living stones are a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices of loving service and devotion to God. Living stones that glorify God. This spiritual house is not an empty space, a museum. It is a busy place, a place of comings and goings. So take a close look for a moment at these living stones. Can you make out some of the names written upon them? Can you picture the many names of those who have served in this spiritual house since building began? Their names are written on these stones. And can you see that you also are a living stone? A living stone in this holy temple. That's why this spiritual house looks so familiar. It is why you feel at home here. Because there is a living stone that bears your name upon it. What a wonderful thought. God has chosen you. So rejoice and be glad and be encouraged. God has a place for you. God has a work for you here and now. God is building his spiritual house in this place. We are on the rise. We are on the rise. That's a wonderful thought. In this age when so many of the world's structures are crumbling and foundation stones are being pulled out, we are on the rise. We are being built on a firm foundation. We are growing up. We are growing upwards in Christ, on Christ. And God is adding other living stones among us. Side by side, we are being built up. There is strength in this community. There is unity in this community. Together, we are strong. Love is the mortar that bonds these living stones together. Yes, these living stones are loving stones. But this spiritual house is not a cozy club. This spiritual house is not a social club, which exists solely for the benefit of its members. No. Look closely in this spiritual house and you will see there are windows and doors. Windows to let in God's light and let it shine out. And doorways to let out God's love. For we cannot keep this good news to ourselves. There is a vast quarry of living stones in our town that God is seeking to build up his spiritual house with. This spiritual house is not finished yet. It's a work in progress. So we've looked around at the living stones. Let's continue our tour. And I want to show you now the third and final exhibit. Let's walk on a little further. And let us climb up the winding golden stairway up to the very top of this spiritual house. And if you don't want to take the stairs, well, you can go up in the golden lift. Because we're going to the highest point. Nearly there. Right, we've made it. And here, I want to show you the crowning glory of this temple. At this pinnacle, we see where the living stones arch together and meet. And right at the very top of this spiritual house, we see the capstone. The capstone. Exhibit 3. This capstone is the finishing stone, the head of the corner. And what a magnificent stone it is. This capstone is identical to the cornerstone. For the capstone is the living Lord Jesus Christ. He is both cornerstone and capstone, both founder and finisher of God's house. This capstone is the culmination, the completion of this holy place. We can see Jesus takes the highest place. He is sovereign. He is above all things, and all things are under his feet, under his rule. He is the capstone of humanity. His example is the high point that we strive to match. We know that in our human weakness, those fault lines. In our human sin, we fail. But God is always ready to forgive us and restore us. And he lifts us up so that we might keep on. Jesus is the capstone of our humanity. And we look up to him today. We look up to that day of completion, the day of perfection. God will do it. On that day, the capstone and the cornerstone will proclaim, in the words of Revelation, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." Here we must end our tour of God's spiritual house. We have seen 3 exhibits. Firstly, we looked down to see the cornerstone. Secondly, we paused to look around at the living stones. And thirdly, we looked up to see the very capstone of this house. Now, with thankfulness for what we have seen and heard on our tour, we must climb down that golden stairway or take the lift. But we do not leave. We are not visitors to this place. We are not tourists. We don't leave via the gift shop, although we do have refreshments afterwards. No, we don't leave because this is where we belong. This is our spiritual house. And though this spiritual house that I've shown you is vast, all that I have shown you today can be found in the heart of God's people. It can be found in your heart today. You will take it with you. Because God has built this temple, not made of bricks and stones, but in the hearts of his people. Jesus is your cornerstone, so trust him. You are a living stone, serve him. Jesus is your capstone, look up to him. Now and always. Amen.